In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Think of a time that you have felt overwhelmed when you faced a task that was just so big, so intimidating. Pretty sure this is the feeling a child gets when he's told he needs to clean his room. Moving does it for me. Moving from one house to another, it just gives me the feeling of being overwhelmed. There was a time that Jeanette and I were moving about every 2 years or so, and it's just overwhelming to think about getting everything packed up and loaded in the truck and then unloaded at the other end. Facing a move, I felt overwhelmed by everything that had to be done. But as with most of life's overwhelming tasks, it gets accomplished one step at a time. Although I have to say, after you all moving me here and coming to Hamilton, it's been nice to stay put for 19 years. Although now we're helping the kids move. There is the feeling of being overwhelmed. But then there is the feeling of facing the impossible. Not just a big overwhelming task that can be overcome bit by bit, but the impossible. That's where Jesus has the disciples in our gospel reading today with six impossible words. You give them something to eat. These words by themselves are not necessarily impossible, depending on the context. If you're sitting with two siblings and you have a whole pizza and they have none and they're complaining about being hungry, my mom might say, you give them something to eat and it's no big deal. You shouldn't eat the whole pizza anyway. But the disciples are surrounded by thousands of hungry people, and the 12 disciples have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It's not even enough for themselves. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. It's impossible. It cannot be done. What are they supposed to do? Imagine yourself standing there with the disciples looking out at a sea of thousands and thousands of faces and knowing that you are supposed to feed them. It's hopeless. It's impossible. And this is the culmination of a very bad time for Jesus and the disciples. The voice of one calling in the wilderness has been silent. John the Baptist, the prophet who heralded Jesus' arrival, prepared the way for him, baptized him in the Jordan River, is beheaded by Herod Antipas because of a drunken promise at a party. Not only was John killed, but his head was brought to the party on a platter in a final humiliation. It has been a bad time for Jesus and his disciples. They try to take a break. They go by boat to a desolate place to grieve in peace, but the crowds follow them on land and get to the place before them. But instead of getting angry, Jesus had compassion on them and healed their sick. And now it's been a terribly long day, and Jesus and the disciples still have not gotten a chance to grieve. The disciples are ready to send the people away and be done. But Jesus gives them the impossible task of feeding all these thousands of people. I've got to imagine that the disciples are ready to quit. They must just want to ignore the hungry crowd, get back in the boat, and sail away because they face an impossible task. They cannot do it. But Jesus can. And Jesus has compassion on the people. He had already healed the sick. Now he's going to feed them all. Jesus can heal the sick and feed the hungry with just his words. He can do it because Jesus is not just a teacher or a prophet. Jesus is God. Jesus is God in flesh. He tells the disciples to bring him the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He orders all the people to sit down in the grass, and then he looks up to heaven and blesses the food. He breaks the loaves and gives it to the disciples, and the disciples start handing out the food, and they keep handing out the food. They hand out bread and fish to all of the thousands of people. How long would it take for 12 people to distribute food to 5,000 plus people? The disciples do not run out of bread and fish until everyone has eaten and is satisfied. Jesus has done the impossible through the disciples. And to top it all off, they collect 12 baskets full of leftovers. With the disciples facing the impossible, Jesus, the Son of God, God in flesh, in his compassion, provides. And he provides in abundance. In life, you will face many overwhelming things. This whole pandemic and its effects are pretty overwhelming, and looking at how to reopen schools is overwhelming. Raising children is overwhelming. You face many overwhelming things, but there is one thing you face that is impossible. You are a sinner, and the wages of sin is death, eternal death in hell. You are a sinner, and you cannot change that. As hard as you try to stop sinning, you can't do it. All you have to do, really, is to perfectly love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's all. But you cannot do it. It's impossible. You cannot stop being a sinner. Jesus does the impossible. Jesus has compassion on you. Jesus loves you, and with his words, "I forgive you all your sins," he declares you to be sinless. He pours out forgiveness upon you in abundance with his word, with the waters of holy baptism, with his own body and blood in holy communion. He forgives you to overflowing. Jesus pours out his love and forgiveness on you, and it fills you. He fills your cup to the brim, and then his love and forgiveness overflow to those around you in your love and forgiveness of others. In his miracles, in his life, his death, and his resurrection, Jesus shows that he is the Son of God, God in flesh. As John the Baptist declared, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus' sacrifice on the altar of the cross is enough to pay for your sins. His suffering and death is credited to you. His resurrection is your resurrection, as you are born again in water and the Spirit, and you will be raised from the dead on the last day. In this life, you will be assaulted by temptation and sin and by the devil himself, trying to convince you that you must do it on your own, all the time knowing that you cannot. He will tempt you to despair. He will tempt you to give up when faced with difficulties. But you are not alone. You have the armor of God. You are covered by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus has done the impossible. He declares you to be righteous, innocent, and blessed. And if Jesus says it, it is true, because Jesus is the truth. There are many things in life that are overwhelming. And as we starkly learn from the death of John the Baptist, being a Christian is no guarantee of an easy life. Jesus never promises to make this life easy, but he does promise to be with you, to never leave you or forsake you. He promises you eternal life with him. Jesus is God. He does the impossible. From nothing, he speaks the world into existence. He speaks water into wine. He speaks sight to the blind. He speaks life to the dead. He speaks 5 loaves and 2 fish into enough to feed thousands. He speaks you from darkness to light, from sinner to sinless saint in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus does the impossible. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.